world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You want why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I gotta apologize, first of all, that last couple days I didn't bring the phone down with me. You say, well, what's the big deal about that, Coach? Well, sometimes you guys text me during the, like I went up yesterday, I had a bunch of texts people had sent me during the show. Is my camera falling down a little bit? Why do I seem so high there, Spencer? Let me see if I can, if I do this. Oh, is that going to, that'll help a little bit. Now I'm a little bit lower. Thanks for joining us today here. It's Thursday. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be in the air. I'm flying to Boise, Idaho tomorrow for an event out there. So come and join. It'll be a Flea Flicker Friday, and we'll be flicking some fleas, and you don't want to miss it. And listen, I got a million. Well, did you guys ever listen to a recording of yourself and say, God, why do I say that all the time? Why do I say that all the time? It's just habits that you break. It's like eating too much food, isn't it? That carnal man wants to get up out of the gap inside of us all the time, get out of us. Hey, I'm far from me to give financial advice, okay? Far from me. But let me help you out here a second, okay? Friends, there is a financial, you call it correction. I don't care what you call it. You call it the judgment of God. You call it a planned. Remember, we talked about the Hegelian dialectic, right? That some of these things are planned. And we talked about a shortage of food and it's planned. Folks, all you got to do is read the tea leaves, okay? October 1st, which is tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? 30 days out of September. October 1st, which is tomorrow. Excuse me. Is the beginning of the new fiscal year. In other words, all the budgets have to be set and all that kind of stuff and everywhere. It begins tomorrow, September 1st. We've already seen the fact that China, it looks like China's not going to, they're going to default or whatever that means. They're not going to pay their interest bill. They basically own us anyway, right? So they're not going to pay their interest bill tomorrow. We look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. They want to do a continuing resolution to keep the government open. Why do they want to do that? Because if they ever really get down to the reconciliation, what they got to do, they're broke. So they just keep doing these continuing resolutions, which is due tomorrow. And then look at this. J.B. Morgan Chase boss, Jamie Dimon. Now, this is a dude who's sitting at the tip top of the financial world, so to speak. There are people above him, but he's one of the spokesmen, right? He says the bank is preparing for a potentially catastrophic federal default on October 8th. Folks, do you think he's kidding? Do you think he's kidding? If Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling while passing Biden's $3.5 trillion spending bill. Well, that's still in debate. That still hasn't happened yet. Maybe they've reached some type of extension. I don't know what's going on. But folks, it can't be any more clear to you that they're setting you up. The Hegelian dialectic is setting you up again. Remember, create a problem, create a solution, and then provide an answer, right? That's what it is. So look, I got a couple emails yesterday because I just kind of made a comment about it. Folks, do me a favor. Go to the bank and get out 2 months' supply of cash if you have it. Maybe you don't have that much. Four things I want you to think about. Number one, when your money goes into that bank, it is no longer your money. They control the money, all right? So if there would be a bank holiday or they close down the bank, you ain't going to go to the ATM and get money out. You're not going to be able to do that. Now, if there's a huge financial crash that comes, maybe we're all in a pit, right? But I believe what's going to happen, or what's coming, again, I'm not a financial advisor. What I believe is going to happen is going to be a drip, drip, drip financially. The dollar's still going to work. It's just nobody's going to be able to get the dollar. And so if you sit around and 2 weeks from now, we find that there's a bank holiday coming and you don't have any cash, don't blame me. Now, don't get $100 bills. I mean, you can if you're getting a lot of money out. But you want money that you're going to be able to trade. You want $10 and $5 bills and $20 bills. Because one of the things that would happen in a situation like this is the value of the currency is going to collapse, but it will still function for a while. It'll still function. Excuse me. Instead of a gallon of milk being $5, it'll be $2. But nobody's going to have any cash. You understand? So I don't have a cough today. I don't know why this frog just jumped on me here a second. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to get a cough button. So friends, please go get some cash. I got some out yesterday. Not a lot. I got some out yesterday. You know, you go to the bank, it's kind of crazy because you feel like you're robbing it when you try to take out your own money, right? They look at you. What are you going to do with the money? They really want to ask you, what are you going to do with the money? Right? Like, I got to tell them, hey, it's my stinking money. Give me some of my money, will you? So if the bank holiday comes, any cash that you have in your house, that's probably the only cash you're going to have, maybe for a couple of weeks, right? So please do that. And then I said yesterday, please stock up on some food. You should do that anyway, but please stock up on some food. I don't think the sky is falling or totally have fallen, but I think in Jamie Dimon just said, look out here, coming the 18th. If Congress doesn't get it, bad boys in Congress. See, they're setting you up. They're setting you up. We know there's food shortages coming, right? Because they got all those barges out there that they won't let come in. Read the signs of the times. Understand what's going on around us. Don't get caught worrying about COVID all the time when they're getting ready to pull the plug on maybe the financial system. And so there I am. That's a conspiracy theory. That's my tip for the day. I wanted to make sure I got that out there. And that piqued Roger's curiosity and Craig. So, Roger, go ahead real quick.
The teller at the bank I bank at has said for months people are taking money out. So it's just not us people in the queue that are crazy.
Right.
You said that they can't keep up with the amount of money people are coming in and requesting to take out.
Folks, you know why that is, don't you? Because when they print money, which is what they do, it's just digits. Folks, they're not printing dollars. They're printing digits. They're creating money that they electronically put in other people's accounts, right? The actual cash, and very much cash. Hey, Spencer, while you're sitting there talking to Jared and you're just messing around, just kidding. Spencer, Google cash. Google for me real quick. How many American dollars are in circulation? Google that for me real quick because I want people to see that. Go ahead, Craig, come on in.
Hey, because there's something else simmering in the background, which is going to maybe tie into this, and that's the petrodollar, okay? We took our Patriot system out of Saudi Arabia, and right now, anybody that goes to Saudi Arabia has to buy oil in American dollars. That's what was done by Richard Nixon back in, guess what, 50 years ago, 1971.
Hang on, Craig, for slow learners in the crowd. They took the dollar off of the gold standard, and they put it on oil, and they call it a petrodollar. So they attach the price of the dollar to oil. Go ahead, Craig.
So what we need to look for in the news, okay, is if Saudi Arabia starts taking money from Argentine dollars and Brazilian dollars and takes us off the thing, that's going to be the second blow, okay, to the system, and that might not be able to handle it. Because right now, Saudi Arabia is actually – was talking with Iran and Russia, and they had a meeting. But guess the two countries that weren't invited to the meeting? Israel and the United States. So they're, you know, we're weak in the Middle East, and now people are aligning themselves with what they feel is power. And we know that Saudi Arabia and Iran have been mortal enemies, but they could be actually coming together
Some strange alliances could be forming, right? So we tied our dollar. In other words, folks, the petrodollar means every nation has to buy oil in dollars. Well, that's going away, it appears, right? And instead of us being backed by gold, we're backed by oil, and that system collapses. That's what happens to us. Good. I got a couple more things I got to get to. Go ahead, Dale. Come on in.
Amen, brother. Two things. One thing, we know that COVID now really is this mask of the Wizard of Oz of something that's going behind the scene. Now, also in Revelation chapter 6, we see the seal being broken, and it is the black horse, which identifies the market or the currency. And he who sat on it had the scales in his hands, and he heard a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Brother, this is this COVID thing that everybody's focusing on, I believe now is the smokescreen, what's happening financially behind the scene.
It's all set up, Dale. I agree with you. Larry, come on in.
Yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot of information about what China's doing out there. And the reason they're doing it is not hardly talked about it at all. But because of COVID, their production and their sales worldwide has come to a screeching halt. And COVID has destroyed their economy, too.
That's right, brother. There's a lot of balls in the air, aren't there? Hey, look, I want to show you this real quick. Spencer found it. U.S. currency currently in circulation is $2.196 trillion. Now, folks, understand this. If they were to get every $1 bill, $5 bill, $2 bill, I think they still maybe have that one, 10, 20, 50, 100, I think there's a $1,000 bill. I've never seen one. I think there is. But if they get every piece of paper money and call it all in, all they would have is $2.196. That's all they have. That's all they got, folks. See, we're living off of fake money. And that's why, you remember the old saying that cash is king? There's a time coming, I'm telling you now, that cash is going to be king. Now, whether there's a reset and a revaluation of money coming down the road, none of us really know that for sure. But I can tell you what's going to happen when all the people in America want to go get that $2.196 trillion actual paper dollars. It isn't out there, okay? So I'm not going to stay on this real long. I'm just telling you, please get some money out of the bank. Please, at least 2 months living expenses. All right, now I'm living expenses. I'm not talking about your mortgage, because your mortgage is tied to the bank or a bank, right? Living expenses, stuff that you're going to have, gasoline, food, clothing, medicine, stuff, at least 2 months. Get that, okay? See what you can do. Gunslinger, come on in. You got a smile on your face. What's up, dude?
I heard there's a real catastrophe in the White House because Biden has got to either decide whether to print more money or to print more balance.
Good one, Sam. Good one. Well, he already printed more balance, and he did pretty good at that. I don't know if he's going to get away with that dollar thing again or not.
We'll have to wait till we open the pallets and see what's in there, whether it's bazillions in cash or whether it's more fake ballots.
Okay,
so I would just like to say, hey, don't be caught like the man that Jesus talked about who said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Start making your plans to be a sower, because when it's all gone, you'll wish you would have sowed some of it. You'll wish you would have put some into the kingdom of heaven and translated it.
Sam, I've been telling people on the ChristianRevolution.net. I said, friends, listen, give away some of that money, because it ain't gonna be money here real soon. It ain't gonna be money. I'm just telling you. Get rid of it. And could $100 help save us? I don't know. I mean, drop in the bucket. Could it? I don't know. But that $100 that you're hanging on to, you ain't going to have it here if somebody doesn't do something anyway. Good word, Sam. Michelle?
Morning, team. Yes, Coach, that's great advice, because the system is going to go over to digital currency. They don't want, because printing is not fiscal, and everyone doesn't have the gold, and everyone doesn't have the petrol, and everyone doesn't have the platinum. So they're going to go to like a Bitcoin kind of thing. I don't think it's going to be Bitcoin per se, but it's going to be digital in its nature.
It is, for sure. In fact, my good friend Jared, who runs the show here, Jared's kind of into digital currency. I don't understand it all. I was having a conversation with him yesterday, And everybody said, oh, get in Bitcoin, get in Litecoin, get in all the coin. Get in. And I said, well, you know, it's all good till they shut off the internet, right? If they shut off the internet, you don't have any money there either, do you? So, folks, understand this. I'm sorry, I don't want to belabor this. When you hear the government talk about printing money, it's not some guy down in the basement with a printing press. It's digital's dollars. They're creating digital, they're electronic dollars out of nowhere and putting it in people's accounts. That's what's going on. Some of you get direct deposit maybe on your Social Security or whatever it might be, or maybe on work. You do they make a digital deposit. Folks, those aren't dollars. Those are digits. It's money. It's not money. It's numbers. All right. I don't wear this out, but you with me, right? Please. Somebody said, well, when's it going to happen? I don't know, but I'm telling you, October, they call it Red October for a reason, do they not? Huh? Red October for a reason. So get yourself prepared. Which leads me to something else real quickly. Folks, Chad's out there listening. He's probably going to say, what? I'm kind of reforming our Sky High event on April 8th, 9th, and 10th. We would love for you to be able to come. You can still come. But I'm reforming it in this. I want us to spend, rather than more time doing shooting and self-defense and cooking. Yeah, we're going to do all that stuff. We're going to do all that stuff. But we're going to get into more of the nitty-gritty for how the heck are you personally going to survive if something happens in the next month? What are you going to do?
Yeah, man.
It's good. It's good to be able to shoot guns, and it's good to be able to defend yourself. I'm with you all that stuff. But how are you actually going to be able to live if all hell breaks loose in the next couple of months? We're going to focus more on that because I really think that we're getting nearer and nearer to that. We're getting closer to it, friends. And how to network in your neighborhoods, how to see, folks, if you're watching this show, which there's a lot of you that are, you are so far ahead of everybody else around you and what you know, what you see is coming, your understanding of the scriptures. You are that leader. Do you understand that?
Amen.
In your neighborhood, you are that leader. Now, there might be others that you don't know yet, but you better get your mind right to say, you know, when all hell breaks loose, I'm the one prepared. I'm the one prepared here to try to coach others. So one of the things that we want to try to do here at Sky High on the October 8th, 9th, and 10th is talk about some of these issues, coach you up on some of these issues, on what we need to do from a preparation standpoint. Yes, we'll still do all the other things we have planned, but we're in the process right now of reworking exactly what that's going to be. It's $49, $24 for a meal ticket. As I said yesterday, I got to rent porta potties, tents. I got to rent a lot of stuff. So that's why we're doing it. 3 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 8 on Saturday, 10 to 1 on Sunday. You got to find your own housing and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We would love, I want to see some of you face to face. I want to be able to look at you face to face and shake hands and show you the property and look around and say, okay, if all hell breaks loose and you all have to come here, what do you think? What should we do here? You know, a lot of, okay? So please, if you can, come and join us. Now, wait a minute. Some of you, even those of you who are doing the presenting, have not registered. You say, well, Coach, you know I'm coming. I know you're coming, but I got more on my mind on whether you're coming or not. We have to order food. Right? We have to make sure that we have enough. Do you have a party not know how many people are coming? So if you're coming, please go to CoachDaveLive.com and sign up. We're coming. We're over about, I said yesterday, maybe 60. We're 60 right now. You know, I started blowing my horn real hard. So I want 200. Well, maybe I want it to be a little bit more even intimate than that. 100 would be good. 100 would be very manageable and be good. So please, if you're coming, go there and register. And then I got my interest really peaked yesterday when my good friend Bobby Lee said that Russ Dizdar is going to go to Pennsylvania. You want to get in on that one? Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade huddle, Gettysburg, PA. Dizdar's coming. I think he said Tom Dunn's coming. Going to be a great one because, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Pennsylvania in regards to child trafficking. Reggie's going to be one of the speakers. A lot of stuff going on. That's if we're still here. That's if we still have cars, still have all that stuff. All right. Is there anything else I wanted to say on that one? Let me see. Get at the schedule. Just check our schedule. Chad's up in Wisconsin today. You up there, Chad? I don't think Chad's probably still asleep. Should be.
not yet. I'm headed to Missouri first, then sliding over to Wisconsin tomorrow.
I'm a week ahead of myself there, huh? So anyway, Chad's on the road again, and it's all good work. Appreciate you, Chad. All right. Little topic I want to throw. Go ahead, Jerry. Come on in there real quick.
Morning, Coach. Morning, Salt. I think what, like you said, it's true. We have to pace ourselves, and the acronym for that would be like we have to have our primary plan, then we have to have an alternative plan, then a contingency plan, and then at last we have to have an emergency plan. And if you get to the end of your pace, you better not go to the bathroom without a backup plan.
That's right. We need all those things, don't we? We do for sure. See, here's where we are, friends. Ask yourself this. I'll zero in on old Jack because he's been singing this song for a long time. And you remember the other day we spoke about the kingdom of God suffered violent men taken by force, not violence, force. And I want you to just, I'm going to give you a quiz here. Can anybody give me one thing good that was accomplished by force compliance? Anything good? Did the Christians ever try to make everybody go to church? Did the Christians try to make everybody not go into debt? Did the Christians ever try to force? Has good ever forced good on bad? And I would say maybe somebody out there has an example other than what I could come with. I couldn't think of one. Force compliance always comes from the devil. Always comes from the devil. Remember yesterday we talked about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. Liberty under those Ten Commandments, liberty in following the laws and precepts of God, liberty and the thing, love thy neighbor as thyself, that brings liberty. And if you look at what's going on in America today, everything bad is being forced. It's the bad guys force compliance. You got to wear a mask, you got to social distance, got to do this, got to do the gotta. Trying to control the heart through force compliance, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. And that's happened, in my opinion, because again, the church has stepped back, given everything over to the devil, and then Christians try to live by the devil's rules. Force compliance. So it's killing us. Go ahead, Mark Trump, Clay Parker, then Larry.
I was seeing if Jesus fashioning a whip and clearing the temple is good force with a good outcome. I wonder if that qualifies.
Interesting thought to have, Mark. That's the only thing. He was trying. What kind of compliance was he trying to force there, right? See, the question.
Well, they were defiling the temple, so he forced them out. Did they change their ways after that, I guess, would be the outcome, right?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Double negative.
He didn't force anything. He just cleaned up the dirtiness. He didn't.
We would have to agree with this that in fact, when Jesus cleared the temple, it was the guys who ran the temple that were the maddest, right? So it comes back to the same principle, right? And that principle is, can two walk together lest they agree? And if we don't have some common, see, we're going to have to, I hate to tell you this, we're going to have to fight for a Christian revolution. We're going to have to. If the foundations be destroyed, Psalm 11:3 says, what can the righteous do? Our foundations are destroyed. Now, what can we do? Continue to vote in Republicans? Is that it? Is that what it's going to do? Continue to trust Mitch McConnell? And is that really? That's it? Continue to trust conservative Republicans? If the foundations have been destroyed, which they have, what can the righteous do? That's what I spoke a little bit about yesterday. We got to figure out what we're going to do. We got to quit talking. And if we keep doing the same thing over and over, we're never going to get anywhere. Clay, come on in, bud.
Well, my thought, Coach, was the Native Americans, where they rounded them up and made them cut their hair and go to American schools and learn the English language and all that. I guess that was the main forced one that I can think of that was supposedly done in the name of God.
That's a good point, Clay. I wonder this, would the Indians be better off today if we would have left them to their pagan beliefs? Would it be better off today? It's a good question to ask, isn't it? I say no.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
But you can't force it on people. Larry, then Jack.
You know, maybe that's why God set up his system where us serving him is 100% dependent upon us volunteering, and then he helps us to serve him. But we have to 100% make the choice to voluntarily serve him.
Amen.
And that's because he doesn't force people to serve him, and that would serve him no purpose.
Well, Larry, it's like, you know, I love the left and the way they use words, right? Because the income tax system, you could go onto the IRS website and you could look, and they would tell you that the income tax system is a system of what? Voluntary compliance. Voluntary means you choose to comply, right? Well, try to choose not to comply. If you choose not to comply, you're in trouble, right? So it isn't voluntary compliance. It isn't at all. And we have a lot of things in our system. Social Security, voluntary compliance. Did you really get crazy, isn't it? Things that the way the devil twists words. Come on in, Jack, and then Free by Truth.
Well, we could go up on all those things, each of those ideas for about an hour and a half each.
You could, but anyway, you could. You'd be like Craig and his zeros, Jack. Go ahead.
Yes, I got zeros. I got lots of zeros. What about if the original, the Old Testament, the first, that dispensation was force, because it was, you do this or you get your head cut off, you do this or you make a sacrifice or you're expelled from the community. In the present dispensation, it's grace. And so we have the opportunity to do it. I know, Larry, come on. But those things are all, those apply. So with the Indians thing, had we left them alone and simply influenced them, maybe they would be better off. I don't know about the answer to that.
I don't either. But George Washington tried to, right? One of the first things he did was
give them Bibles.
He tried to give them Bibles, right?
But as everything is, evil men creep in, right? Higher sin, okay? And there we are. And the money is the same thing. And all these foundational things, what you're talking about is absolutely correct, Coach. The foundations are destroyed. And most people, not the guys in the queue, but most people don't know what the foundations were. So how can they rebuild or reestablish the foundations?
That's a great point.
A great conversation 3 days ago in the queue, lasted till 10 o'clock. And, it was wonderful. I love the throwing the meat on the table, and we all come away with more knowledge.
Amen.
And now all the foundational stuff, we got to get back. What you're talking about with taking the money out of the bank, with having the pace, having a plan, we got to foundationally know how we're going to go forward. How am I going to charge? How am I going to have a light? How am I going to just kind of have a light in my room? How are you going to have a light in your room? Can you build a solar system in a few minutes, or do you have one already existing? Stop.
Yeah. So you can have a generator, but you don't have any gas, right? I mean, it's just, it just goes on and on and on. Those things that we have to think about. Free by Truth and Larry.
Hi, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. When you were talking about this, I was thinking about Prohibition during the 1920s. That did nothing good but make Al Capone a millionaire.
And that's
what I was thinking.
There you go, trying to force good on them, right? Yep, you can't do that, right? Yes. Because why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We're out of the abundance of the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you can't use, in some instances, you can use outside restraints to control inward behavior. But for the most part, you really can't do that. Really can't. Larry, come on in.
Yeah, you know, this dispensation of grace thing. Grace is not what the Bible dictionary say it is. Study the word, read the word. Every place it talks about grace, grace is something that is available, like Coach says, to everybody, like salvation, the great, you know, saved through grace, right? Like, grace is available to everybody, but it is not forced on anyone.
That's right, brother.
It is totally up to our voluntary submission. That's, you don't come under grace unless you voluntarily submit.
Amen on that, Larry. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, because it may take you a while to get this one set up. I got one thing down that says FDA approval. I don't know if you see it. Okay, not good. Get that up ready. I don't need it yet, brother. I was just trying to get it ready. Now I lost my place here. Let's come back here. Hey, Spencer, click on the ChristianRevolution.net. We had a great phone call last night with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Made a presentation to a bunch of people last night on a Zoom meeting. It was very, very, very effective. And friends, we're about, I don't know, $420,000 maybe we've raised in a month. We haven't really gotten after it much. But we've already hired, is that the right word? We've hired attorneys. We're fighting on about five different fronts right now with attorneys that we've given $20,000 grants to get up and running. But yeah, already we've done that. Because one of the things about the ChristianRevolution.net is it's not a charity. It's a, what do they call that? Doesn't matter. Anyway, we have to pay taxes on money we don't spend. So we're spending, we want to spend all the money. We need money coming in. But I want to show you something that has reached national news. Spencer, if you will, click on, let me stop a minute. Folks, we need your help with this. If each of you could get 10 people to give $100, $50, that would all help. And then they would become part of it. We help us spread this. Spencer, click on Tom Renz. Now, this is national news. National news. There he is. This is national news, LifeSite. Nearly 50,000 Medicare patients died soon after getting the COVID shot. This is attorney Tom Renz from Ohio who is bringing all of this out. And by the way, we just committed, can I say how much? I can't remember if I'm supposed to say.
Yes, you can, Coach. Yes.
Thanks, Brett. We've committed $20,000 a month to Tom Renz, folks. This is us. You understand now? Tom's been doing this. Don't get me wrong. Tom's done all the work. We're not trying to come in here right now and claim all the credit for it. But I'm telling you, $20,000 a month is going to Tom Renz to fight this fight against what's going on. And they discovered 50,000 Medicare patients died soon after getting the shot. Now, I don't know what you guys see. I could right now, if you guys would do a quiz right now, count on your hands the number of people that you know or hear about that all of a sudden are sick and in the hospital. I can name 10. Can anybody else name 10 out there? 10 people that I know that are sick and in the hospital, and none of them making the association between what? The shot and what's happening to them.
Exactly.
They're telling us it's COVID, 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 and it's us because we didn't get vaccinated, when the facts are just the opposite, folks. And the censoring of the mainstream, did you guys know this? Did you know that Fox News has not run one story on the election fiasco in Arizona? Did you know that? Fox News has not mentioned one story. Now, Ohio, Brett, I see you're in there, brother. Come in here real quick, Brett. Because you're on top of this stuff more than me. Not only are we giving Tom Renz $20,000 a month, what are we doing with the money, Brett? Are we just sitting around counting the money and say, whoa, woo? What are we doing with it, Brett? Already,
not at all, Coach.
After a month,
as everybody who's gone out and read the open letter to the world on thechristianrevolution.net, it's all laid out right there, Coach. And what the three of us decided, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Coach Dave, and Ohio Brett, is lawfare. Going on offense now. You just mentioned Tom Renz. We've also paid out in grants to attorneys. We have two school districts in Central Ohio. And I want the world to know, Ohio Brett's not going to go sue other school districts without starting with my own first. So buckle up, Dublin, Ohio. And then we have a major university that wears scarlet and gray that better buckle up. And then we also are taking on in a state very close to Ohio, a evil bishop and a Catholic diocese.
This and the will Catholics get national... are ticked off about it, aren't they, Brett? The
That's
Catholics
right.
are ticked off about it.
They are rising up to protect their own.
And then we're going to take on a major sports TV broadcasting network, ESPN, and their evil parent company, Disney.
Friends, help us, all right? So we've only been at it a month. We don't have any idea. Hey, Jack, we don't even know if we're going to be here in a month, do we? We don't even know if we're going to have internet in a month. We may not have cell phones in a month. None of us really, really know. And somebody criticized me the other day. Oh, I'm a little late to the game on this. Do me a favor real quick. I know I don't have to say this to you guys. I know you understand it. Pull up Black Lives Matter. Hey, Spencer, just Google. Google this, Spencer. How much money has Black Lives Matter raised? Because they are the ones fighting against Christianity, even though the churches are in bed with Black Lives Matter. You got that? You understand that, don't you? Churches are supporting Black Lives Matter. And how much money has Black Lives Matter raised? Why, $90 million in 2020 alone. Black Lives Matter. $90 million in 2020 alone, part of it being given by churches. Crazy, isn't it? So when we say we want to raise $100 million, that shouldn't be that hard to do, should it? And to do what with it? To fund good. To fund good. Come on in, Dale, then Michelle, then Jack, then Mark. Go ahead. Tell us a story, not your life story. Go ahead, Dale.
No, brother, I'm sorry. My hand was up.
Go ahead, Michelle. Tell us your story, but not your life story.
Coach, the thing that bugs me is they always go and say when you die of these vaccines, they're like, yeah, but didn't you have a comorbidity? That it upsets me. It's like, why would you care if the person, you didn't care that the person had a comorbidity when they had COVID. So now it quickly makes the difference that you have a comorbidity if you got the vaccine. It makes no sense. These people are crazy.
Dr. Sherry, the call that we did last night was really, really good. And Dr. Sherry went on and on and on, laying the stuff out there. Folks, there's no reason. I'm going to show you a video here in a minute. There's no reason why we're losing. Come on. Was it Jack already again? Then Mark. Jack.
Yeah. Sorry, Coach. Back to your force question. Should we or should we not force the law breakers to obey the law?
Yes.
Maybe that's the force that we need to apply.
Right.
When the political group, the government, the constitutions are written to restrict or limit the government, should we force them into compliance?
Yes, we should. And we're scared to do that, Jack, because that'll be ugly. That'll be ugly. That'll be ugly and bloody, probably. Mark.
Coach, Judy and I were talking about how much of the Bible we've learned in the past 2 years. I'm 50-some years old, and the amount I've learned in 2 to 3 years, just kind of tagging along with you and the team. Coach, I think on your agenda, you should put some thought into what happens within 1 month if we can't connect to you.
Mm.
What is our plan? Is everyone going to call Jared? Is that what they do? Oh, it's spinning. You know, you need to have a plan, in my opinion, and Jared should really help you with this, because what is the plan if we can't connect? This group is addicted to each other. We're in the body. We love each other. Now, if something does happen within 1 month, we can't all get on a satellite phone for an hour a day. Don't work that way. So what do we do? Be thinking about that, and I would ask a request of a plan. We can help build it, but what do we do if the internet goes down, if Coach Dave Live goes down? Just a thought, because right now we got some things moving. How do we keep our Pass the Salt group? I'm just throwing that out there.
No, Mark, that's why I changed focus a little bit at our event here in Ohio. That's exactly, we can talk all we want to. But Emma Stout lives, she's coming up here next. She lives maybe 7 miles from me, right? So I'll be able to connect with Emma probably, but how am I going to connect with Jack? How am I going to connect with Mark Trump? These serious issues. Come on in, Emma. She's working hard on that phone.
I just wanted to say that I heard this thing on the internet today, and a guy was showing us 5G and 4G, and they have it in Denver, Colorado. He took it inside a building, and 5G does not work. He was inside a coffee shop, all windows around him.
The 5G didn't work.
Right.
It's still out there, though, Emma. It's still dangerous.
Yeah, it's not officially switched on nationally. So as soon as it starts to absorb bandwidth, the systems aren't set up for it. It switches back to 4G in some areas.
Okay, so Mark, that graphene or whatever that's in people's blood has been injected in their blood. That's going to be impacted by that 5G, isn't it?
Well, 5G will make them more. It's like you got a better radio in your semi truck and you can hear stuff from farther away. It improves your reception. It improves your transmission.
Good analysis. Good comparison. Susan.
Mark.
Yeah. If we can't connect to you on the internet, we still have the Holy Ghost and he's connecting all of us. Yes. So it's really important.
Amen.
That you're walking in the Holy Ghost. Because his mind is the same in Dave as he is in me, as he is in Pastor Sam. And if you're walking in the spirit, then we're all going to be connected.
Amen.
God's had 5G for years.
God's had 5G for years. Good one, Brett. Good one. Betty, come on in.
Good morning. I was going to say that anybody of your presenters coming to your place, if they would make copies, let's say, of how to can, just the basics or first aid, they yes. could send it to me and I could make copies for them.
That way, just to
help them out and all that. And also, that challenge of $50 a month is still out there because I want Sky High to get built.
We're going to get it built. Steve Deck's going to help us with it. And we're going to get after this thing maybe this next week is what I'm hoping to do. So we're going to follow through on all of that as well. Jack McCarthy, come on in. And I got to get that video ready, Spence.
I'm trying. Okay. But what Mark just said about 5G, go back to what you've been teaching for the last 2 weeks, Coach, on the Hegelian dialectic, crisis reactions on the 5G. We're going to screen for 5G. The 5G is not working. They're not. They're messed. And then they're going to bring the 5G down from the satellites, which is the great idea. That's the focus. That's the end result. Because when you bring it down from the satellites, you can cover the entire globe and you can focus it. Right, Mark Trump? It becomes a directed energy weapon. And we're going to beg for it because they're setting us up to ask them to fix us with 5G. Bye.
Jack, you're a conspiracy theorist, Jack. You're just a conspiracy theorist.
Jerry, I need a new one because I don't want to come true.
Jerry, come on in. Good line.
Yeah, the 5G would definitely affect graphene at a slow rate. But let's think about this. If the EMP that Chinese army has was to blast over a city that was all vaccinated, everyone that's standing won't be standing anymore.
Oh my goodness. Will you guys stop it? Oh my goodness. That's why the Bible says trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not in your own understanding, because in all of your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Because folks, there ain't no way out of here alive. Sorry. Amen. Ain't nobody getting out of here alive. Despite what we might think about the rapture and all that kind of, my opinion, God, the Lord himself, somebody help me out here. But I believe it was the Lord who said, it is appointed unto man once to die. Everybody dies, I think.
Paul said that.
Then after that, the judgment. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Paul said that, Coach. Paul said it's appointed once for a man to die.
Paul said it. Emma. Jeff Klein, did you want in here, Jeff? You're in and you're out, and I was trying to get to you.
Coach, just to let you know, you're talking about people dying around or getting sick around you. That came up the other night, Tuesday night, Church of the Garage. The guy walks in, we're talking, and we're talking about all this ivermectin and this and that and the shot. And he's like, I know of at least 40 people around me right here in Knox County that have gotten really, really sick, and there's a few of them that have died. But yet he still, a few minutes later, was, well, we just got to stop with all this conspiracy stuff. Don't be talking about that. Don't be talking about this. And then back to the just get him saved. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, I mean, we agreed with him. We still got to share the gospel. We still got to pray for people. We still got to do that. But, yeah, we got to warn them. But I did have a guy call the other day, my mechanic's father-in-law. Now, the mechanic's not Christian. He calls, comes to me, says, Jeff, my father-in-law wants to know that ivermectin you got, can he get a tube of that off of you? I said, sure. So we sent it out to him. He said, yesterday, he said, man, my father-in-law is starting to feel better already. He said, he's turning the corner a little bit. So he was happy. We got to be ready.
1 Thessalonians 4:17. Sam, come on in.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. Whether that is the catching away or whether there's an evolution. Now, I know that I subscribe to a much lesser known doctrine where we do actually mount up with wings like eagles. But there's a change coming. It's coming.
Amen, Sam. I want to hear more about that mounting up on wings. I always said this, that when we get on that white horse and we're riding back, the Lord's going to turn around to me and he's going to say, hey, dude, get on your own horse. That's the way I see it. Go on and pray.
Another ministry. You are that horse. The Bible says that war horse is Judah in the book of Zechariah. And this is where we have to evolve. We have to be purified. We have to grow in grace. We have to rise up.
Amen, Dale. All right, Sam. Amen. Who'd I say? Brett. Come on in, Brett.
Yep. Thanks, Coach. Good morning, everybody. God bless. Tuesday evening, local school board convened. We were there, and it wasn't our school, but I spoke, and they tried to throw me out, but didn't happen. Anyway, so, they have a time for the school board members for sharing. So this one guy who's completely with us shared about the Constitution, how this is going against everything that our country was founded on. But then he told a story, a couple that he is very close to. He didn't give very many specifics. He said they were in relatively good health. Both of them had got the vax, the shots, and then they took the flu vaccine. Both of them are dead within a week of each other.
Yeah. Brad, it's happening all around us, but they're not calling it that, right?
Amen.
They're not making the association. They still want to call it COVID. We're so programmed it's COVID, COVID, COVID. And again, that presentation Dr. Sherry made last night, wow. Amazing. Ellen's Edge, come on in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, and it's something that you taught me, Coach. It was about the tribulation and whether you believe in pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib. And it comes back to what you always say. What if today is your trib? Mm-hmm. What if today is your trib? Then what are you going to do?
Amen. And we ought to work like it's possible every moment, right? Is there anything worse, than dying without your goal fulfilled? I mean, that's a sad thing to do, right? Paul, Jesus, remember this. Jesus said, I have finished my course. That was a victory cry for Jesus. I did it! I did it! I finished it, right? How many of you out there have goals? Not financial goals, but spiritual goals. Whoa, that's a good question right there. How many of you even have spiritual goals? But how many have spiritual goals unfulfilled? You know, my wife said to me last night when we laid down, I laid pretty late last night. And she says, honey, she calls me that when she's in a good mood. She says, honey, boy, the Lord is sure doing stuff around you. And I thought, man, oh man, is that ever true? Is that ever true? And I would just yell out there, somebody, please connect. I need some help here. Please connect, right? Because my grandkids are going to live in the world I leave them. It burdens me every day. Every day it burdens me. I no longer think about my own life and death. I try to stay alive because I still think I got a purpose here. I still, I said to Michelle yesterday, if I drop over dead, do you know where this is and where this is and where this is? No, of course she doesn't, right? She doesn't know. And so we have to live our lives. See, for a bunch of people who believe in the rapture, we sure ain't act like it, right? Every day could be our last day. Every day could be. Try to get all of you in here. Let's see. Jeff Nares hadn't been in. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, morning, Coach. Morning, everybody. Yeah, I was just going to add on to that little saying there. That's not that sad when we don't reach all of our goals, but the saddest thing is when we don't reach our potential.
Jeff, we quit trying to reach the goals. That's the thing, right? Keep trying.
That's right. Right? But your potential is so much greater than you know everyone's is. And it's greater than goals.
Especially if the Lord is in it, right?
Yes, sir.
Real quickly, I want you to watch this video. This is from Robert Malone. Go ahead and start playing it. Dr. Robert Malone. This stuff is staggering.
I'm confused because of what CNBC and everybody's running around with Pfizer. When you look at the letters, the way you've broken them apart, these two letters, they've actually, and I want to go back to what you said about the data. There's really no data, but they've authorized the use of a vaccine. Does that vaccine currently exist? If I want to walk down, not that I'll do it, but if I want to walk down to the doctor and get the vaccine, can I actually get the one that quote unquote has this kind of sketchy, shady FDA approval? Is that available right now to the best of your knowledge, sir?
It's absolutely not available. So the little trick that they've done here is they have issued two separate letters for two separate vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine, which is what is currently available, is still under emergency use authorization, and it still has the liability shield. Once again, the mainstream media has lied to you. I'm sorry to say that. I know it's a shock to this membership. But the product that's licensed is the BioNTech product, which is substantially similar but not necessarily identical. It's called Comirnaty. I think that's how it's pronounced. And it's not yet available. They haven't started manufacturing it or labeling it. And that's the one that the liability waiver will no longer apply to. So the one that's actually licensed is not yet available. And when it does become available, it will no longer have the liability shield. In the interim, the one that does have the liability shield is the Pfizer product, and that's what's currently available, and it's still under emergency use authorization. So that's no change. Okay. The press has just not done their work and figured out what's actually going on here.
Fine, but that's why we have geniuses like you. I just want to make sure something's clear to the audience. And we're trying to be fair to the FDA and this whole process, this CCP virus. The emergency use authorization as it currently stands by the FDA for Pfizer does not allow its use for children under 16. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. The overall blanket approval for the other one, for BioNTech or whatever it's called, the one that's not fully done yet, does that include, is the way you read it, that does not include a full FDA authorization until at least 2023 or 2024 when these other studies are completed, correct?
That's the way I read it. That seems to be the way it's written. And by the way, in terms of the timelines, I just wanted to go back to that. There's a statement that the BLA acknowledges, so that's the license for the BioNTech product. Here's the language. The BLA acknowledges long-term myocardial issues with a five-year follow-up, which is consistent with the lower range of long-term follow-up for gene therapy products. It appears that banging on them that they haven't applied the gene therapy checklist may have succeeded, and they appear to now, without acknowledging it, being starting to apply the requirements that are applied for gene therapy products. But in terms of the cardiac issues, they acknowledge that the myocardial issues will require a five-year follow-up.
But once this is in place, can the FDA would then have to come back and issue an emergency use authorization for the second one for children, correct? That's clearly not done right now. Is that correct?
I would imagine that what they will do is an emergency use authorization for the pediatric population for Pfizer. So that will keep Pfizer indemnified, because that's something that Pfizer has been seeking in all of their worldwide contracts with other governments, is full indemnification. They will not sell you vaccine unless you waive liability if you're a government, head of state, or whatever.
You can shut it off there, Spencer. It's folks, they don't... COVID isn't even an identified virus. You know that, right? It's not even an identified virus. Where did I start here? These guys want to... Go ahead, Craig, jump in here. Give me some zeros today.
No zeros, Coach. But one thing I got to say if we are not intimate, you need to. That's Robert Malone. He holds the patent for the mRNA process. The MS, that's this whole, he invented it.
He's so the godfather. He's the godfather.
Yeah, you gotta know who he is. The other thing, Coach, is I'm excited. And you know what I'm excited about? We're going to address what Jeff did, because I got to talk with Jared yesterday. I brought up an idea. We need on your website an avenue for people to give their testimony. And Jared's working on it. So awesome. people that know people that have been affected by the jab are going to be able to submit their videos, and we're going to post them on your website or Christian Revolution's website, and people are going to get right from the horse's mouth what that jab did to them. And that is a very powerful tool. It gives credibility beyond what you're saying to your loved ones and your friends to say, please listen to what this person experienced.
That's a great idea, Craig. By the way, folks, Craig came up with the idea and said, Coach, can we do this? Now, listen, I don't have to do it. Craig said, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Yes, let's use every vehicle that's available to us, right? Everything that's available to us, we need to do it. And, you know, we're reaching the point right now where as many people used to think we're crazy, some of them aren't thinking we're as crazy as they used to think anymore, you know?
Amen.
So that's what we're making. We're winning, friends. They are doing everything they can to stop the information from being released. We're winning. Dr. Sherry said, again, I've told you this before. She said, no, it was Tom Condit. I'm sorry, Attorney Tom Condit said, when you get them in the court of law and you ask them the question to counter what Dr. Robert Malone says, they have no, there's no science on their side, friends. Absolutely no science on their side. Reggie, jump in real quick.
Good morning, Coach. Thank you. I can't help but think to myself, like, I know we're in the midst of a Holocaust. It's not popular. It's not known to others. They're not seeing the connection here. And I'm just flabbergasted that America still has weapons. Not that I'm, you know, trying to create atonement, but that really everybody's still complying and not going, nobody's standing up. I mean, I know people are standing up like you guys, but I'm surprised at there's no people grouping together and literally becoming violent, because people are dying more than what's being recorded.
Reggie, it's all around us. I can name five people right now, five I know right now, that are in the hospital. And yep. I don't know for sure that they took the shot, but they took the shot. I know they did, and then that's not being reported. And again, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Friends, listen, that's why I'd love for you to come sky high. I'd love for you to try to get here October 8, 9, and 10, because we're going to sit down and we're going to try to get together, and we're going to make some strategies, we're going to make some plans so that we can absolutely be somewhat prepared for what's coming. Now, I know this. October 15th, we talked about maybe the finances hitting a tumble. That's only 5 days. I get it. But we need to work while the sun shines, because the day comes when no man can work. And if we don't come together at sky high, then how are we going to be able to operate after October 15th if things begin to go down? All right. So we'd love for you to try to get there. Even if you're coming and speaking, please register online. Well, Coach, you know I'm speaking. Yeah, but are you bringing your wife? Are you bringing your kid? We need to know how many people are coming so we can feed y'all and have y'all prepared to what's going on. Listen, we are living in the most unbelievable times. I can imagine Samson's up there tugging on Jesus. I want to go back down there. Can I go back down there now? Can I go down there? Paul said, hey, Paul, can I go down there now? I want to go back down there right now. All the heroes of the Bible, they wish they were here at this time in which we live, friends. Let's not shirk away from it. Let's not be burdened by fear. Let's not cower in our prayer closets. Let's come out. Let's do exactly what the scripture has said. Even more as they see that day approaching. Let us gather together and let's encourage one another and let's build an army even more as we see that day approaching. I got an early plane ride to Boise tomorrow. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. God bless you. We'll see you Monday morning.